Amen. So today we are excited to talk about the truth. Everybody say the truth. Lord, as we teach this today, we pray that your truth is screaming, is so loud and so clear today. In Jesus' name we do pray. We thank you for this opportunity to teach. We're so honored. You're so good to us, and we love you with all of our heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Everybody say the truth. There's a test coming, and the test, we pray that we get it right. And the test, these are some of the answers on the test. My truth, the truth, deception, and lies. And of course, with your pen or your pencil, you want to pick the truth. Everybody say the truth. We're going to lift to John 8 and 32 this morning. John 8, 32. Everybody, you guys really look good this morning. All right, can you look at somebody and say, hey, you look good in Jesus. Amen. Y'all look really good this morning. Amen. I don't know if you really look good, or it's just that I am cutting my carbs, and I can see a little bit better when you cut your carbs. Amen. So somebody, I just heard somebody say, sir, keep cutting those carbs, because the less carbs you eat, the better I look. I heard you say that. We're going to lift John 8 and 32 this morning. John 8, 32, and it says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Of course, some translation says set you free, and you can write on your worksheet. Of course, if you're watching online, you don't have a worksheet. But and the truth shall make you free. Ye shall know the truth. Everybody say no. No comes from a Hebrew word. You probably heard it before. I never heard this word before in Fairfax, South Carolina. It's called gnosko. All right, everybody say gnosko. And some of the applications, ye shall know the truth. Everybody say no. Know the truth. You shall gnosko the truth. Some applications is understand the truth. Everybody say understand the truth. Or intercourse. So truth, knowing is an intimate. It's an intimate word, all right? I know my wife in the biblical sense, amen? We had and we have intercourse. Acquainted with, all right? Acquainted with the truth. Know the truth. Acquainted with. Are we acquainted with the truth? Are we intimate with the truth? Ye shall be intimate with the truth, understand the truth, and the truth will make you free or set you free, all right? What is truth? Truth, if you want to write on your paper, truth, reality. Everybody say reality. It is absolutely truth that we are here experiencing the word of God this morning. Everybody look around. This is reality. This is what reality looks like. This is reality. Look, I see yellow. I see mask. This is obviously our reality right now, these masks, these doggone masks. I mean, it is what it is right now. Amen. But soon and very soon, not wearing these masks. I'm looking forward to not wearing these masks. But this is reality this morning. Truth is verity. What is verity? Verity. It's real. It's truth. All right? Truth comes from a word that means in fact. Certainly, certainly, certainly. God's purpose through Christ, truth. Ye shall know the truth, reality, verity. In fact, certainly, God's purpose through Christ. John 14, 6 says, Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So Jesus is making this bold claim. First of all, it got him in trouble. It pretty much got him killed, even though his death was prophesied and it was planned by God. But this was a part of the plot. This was a part of the narrative. Jesus said some things that got him in hot water, and this was one of those things. He said, I am the truth. I am the life. You ain't getting to God, the Father, except through me. And they didn't like Jesus saying this, especially him saying that he was the truth. Jesus said, I am the truth. I know LeBron's saying, I'm the truth these days. I got a movie out, and I am the GOAT. But Jesus said, I am the goat. I am, and the T in goat means truth. I mean, I'm just kidding, guys. I think it means greatest of all times. So the pre-bottom line today is, as it relates to truth, please write this down. Let's know the truth somewhere on your paper. Let's know the truth. Be on a journey and a quest to know the truth. You saying, sir, I've been in church a long time. I already know the truth. All right? Let's live the truth then. Let's live the truth. I know the truth. Let's live it. Sir, I've been living the truth. I've been in church a long time. Nobody can tell me different. Let's teach the truth. All right? I teach Sunday school, sir. I'm listening to you. Well, let's defend the truth. Let's preserve the truth. And let's practice the truth. All right? BTW, it's not subjective. Truth is not subjective. Truth is objective. What is objective? Objective is basically a standard that we have nothing to do with. Thank God that Alpheus has nothing to do with truth, because I change. By midnight tonight, I will change. And prayerfully, that changing would be I'm losing more pounds. Amen? But no, in other words, my feeling changes. Like, we change based on, like, you go one day and you have a pork chop sandwich or a sausage, you laughing, or a sausage biscuit. Well, that's going to be a good old change day. It's going to be a Tremaine Hawkins day, a wonderful change because of the sausage in me. y'all know how we can change when we eat something or when we don't eat something. So thank God that truth is not subjective. It is objective. It's outside of all of us. It has nothing to do with us. It comes from somebody else other than us. It comes from somebody other than a human being. Hope y'all got that. Isaiah 5:20 says, because I am encouraging you guys to know the truth, live the truth, teach the truth, defend the truth, preserve the truth, and practice the truth. Because truth changes. Isaiah 5:20, you heard me lift this before, says, woe unto them. Let's read this together. Isaiah 5:20, ready, set, read. Woe unto them that call evil good and truth evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. In other words, these days, God's truth is being confronted and redefined. 1 Timothy 6:20 says, O Timothy, so obviously Timothy has received some instructions and some information that he should hold on to. 1 Timothy 6:20 says, O Timothy, everybody say, O Timothy. Everybody say, O Timothy. Come on, say it like you're raising up a hymn. Say, O Timothy. Guard the deposit entrusted to you. Avoid the irreverent babble and contradictions of what is falsely called what? Knowledge. It's falsely called knowledge. Falsely called truth. It says, guard the deposit. Again, I hear you saying, I've been in church. I know the truth. I've been reading God's word. I've been studying God's word. Now, Timothy, we should be like this advice that Timothy is getting. We should guard it. Guard the deposit entrusted to you. Amen. It's an honor to have the truth on the inside of you. It's an honor to know the truth. It's just like, God, you chose me to be to have truth, to be exposed to this, to have this revelation. Thank you, God, for truth. Y'all clap your hands right now for God just revealing truth to you. It is being confronted. There are naysayers. There are people. Check 1, 2. There are folks that say there is no truth. Sir, there is no truth. There can't be absolute truth. It's true for you, Alphaeus, but it's not true for me. How should you respond to this? Especially when we just read the scripture, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. But then somebody says, no, sir, there is no truth. How should we respond to that? I love the way Frank Turek, a great, respected apologist, how should we respond to, there's no truth? Y'all can talk back to me. If I hear something, then I will fist bump you. There's no truth. I hear what you're saying. There's no truth. Then you should say, you can write this down. There is no truth. Now, apply that claim against itself. In other words, throw it back. Is that true? Somebody says, there's no truth. So you say, sir, is that true? Then if they say, there can't be absolute truth. Notice the conviction and the authority this person is saying this. There can't be absolute truth. How should you respond to that? I just gave you a sneak peek by the previous statement. There can't be absolute truth. How should we respond? Is that statement an absolute truth? Well, okay, it's true for you. It's true for you. I did not grow up like that. I grew up in China. First of all, what do you do? What do we do about folks that is growing up in a culture that have never heard the gospel? They probably would never hear the gospel because the gospel of Jesus Christ is not popular in that region. So there can't possibly be truth. There has to be one. There has to be more way. There has to be another way to get to God. Like, how does God reveal himself to somebody on the backside of the mountain? First of all, since I mentioned China, if I'm not mistaken and I stand corrected, China is one of the fastest growing areas that's not known for Christianity in the world. It's the fastest growing areas for Christianity. So my question is, how are they getting the gospel if Christianity, the things of God, Christ, is not popular traditionally in that region? One, God is going to get the glory, and the gospel is going to get to whoever needs it and wants to hear it. Amen? Whether it be underground or like what we are doing with no threat, amen? We don't have to meet in a basement. Thank God. We don't have to meet in a basement cramped up with these masks trying to honor God and celebrate Jesus. So it's true for you. And it's not true for me. So how should we respond to that? Because that's a pretty good one. Well, it's true for you, but it ain't true for me. Then ask the question, is that true for everybody? So there's something called the law of none. If you want to write this on your worksheet, the law of non-contradiction says no two things can be absolutely true at the same time. The law of non-contradiction is basically what we can use. It's a tool that we can use to defend truth, to detect nonsense, to detect what the Bible just said about this irreverent babble. The law of non-contradiction is how we can train our ears to detect somebody or a spirit that's trying to throw us off or distract us from the truth. Again, it says no two things can be absolutely true at the same time. You saying, sir, man, this is an interesting teaching message this morning. Amen. We need this. Amen. So for an example, you should doubt everything. I come to you and I say, you should doubt every single thing. How should we respond to that? You should doubt everything because this person is just having questions and they are trying to lead us down the path of doubting God. So they want to lump God in this statement. You should doubt everything. How should we respond to that? then we should doubt what you're telling me right now. Say it again. Yes. We should doubt what you're saying right now. Because I doubt what you're saying right now is true. The law of non-contradiction is so important. You want to listen out for folks talking out of the side of their neck. You want to listen out for things that don't make, that doesn't make sense. Listen out for things that don't make sense. Especially things that is trying to extract the truth that's on the inside of you. Amen. Either God is real or he is not real. Either the word of God is real or it is not real. We cannot put a but where God has put a period. Amen. Is God a healer? But. No, God is a healer. No but. God is the only person that has the right to insert a but. He is the only. Many are the plans of man, but God's purpose will prevail. He is the only person that can insert a but. Amen. Let's not put a but where God has put a period. Amen. I heard somebody say this week, it was very interesting. They said, we don't see miracles in America like other countries because we have options. Is God a healer? Yes, he's a healer, but I'm going to go over here and take this Tylenol. I'm going to go over here and take this prednisone. It's quiet in this good old church. I've taken Tylenol and prednisone before. Somebody said, Alpheus, we have options in America. In many countries, they don't have options. Perhaps options is causing us to not see the miracles that we are wanting to see. Only thing they have in many countries is faith. They don't have Tylenol. They don't have chemo. So they are 100% depending and relying on God to heal them. And perhaps that's why we see a lot of miracles not in America. Thank God for options. Thank God for options. But God will say, okay, well, yeah, choose that. You know, choose that. Choose that because we have the right to choose. But we also have this desire to see like an extravagant miracle. Amen. Somebody raised from the dead. Somebody heal from cancer and not take chemo. Well, obviously, we will see that if we didn't have options. And who would get the credit for it? God would get the glory. So non-belief in the truth doesn't change the truth. If you don't believe that fire is hot, that doesn't make fire not hot. Amen. It still has the ability to burn you despite your belief. Everybody say belief. Everybody say belief. Our disbelief doesn't change truth. Just because we don't believe, truth doesn't change. Amen. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the truth what? Ain't going nowhere. Not where, ain't going nowhere. Fat Forest in the house, Fry Line, Fry Circle, and Fry Road in the house. Colossians 2 and 8 says, see to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. Matthew 24:35 says, and Mark 13:31 says, which is a part of the synoptic gospels or the gospel parallels, saying the same thing, two different people saying the same thing. I just read this, but it's interesting that two people are in agreement saying the same thing. And Matthew and Mark are encouragement for us today. I don't know if you guys know that most Christians don't believe the Bible is true. How are we going to be a Christian and we don't believe that the Bible is true? How would it, what would it be like Matthew and Mark disagreeing on God's word? What if Matthew said heaven and earth shall pass away, but something else other than what's in Matthew 24:35? And then Mark says, yes, heaven and earth shall pass away, but something else. How can two walk together except they agree? If nothing else, these days, I feel like it's salvage mode and maintaining mode that now we're on this journey to make sure we keep everybody strong in the faith, encouraged, amen, and not rejecting God on our deathbed, because that's happening in our later years, reject God because of calamity, amen. But how can two walk together except they agree on what? The truth. What is truth? What is objective truth? It's basically a standard outside of us. Matthew and Mark says, heaven and earth shall pass away. So glad they agree on this. Amen? But my words shall not pass away. Amen. Thank God for agreement. God can work when we agree. So I'm almost finished. Again, John 8:32 says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make or set. All right? It comes from a Greek word, make. Everybody say make. That's why there's kind of a disagreement, or, hey, it should be set. Sir, it set you free. No, it's not make you free. See how we can disagree, and then all of a sudden, we ain't speaking over the word make and set. It set you free. It comes from a word called eleutheru or theru. It sounds the same. It means it will make you free. The truth will make you free. It will set you free. Set at liberty from dominion of sin. If you want to write this down. The truth will make you free. Set at liberty from dominion of sin. Sounds like truth has a lot to do with us being free and being delivered from sin. Thank God for truth, because Alpha sins every single hour. Sins of omission and sins of commission. Amen? But that doggone truth will set you free. It will deliver you. We are exempt from moral and mortal liability. This is like the deacon. I'm about to clap. Clap like this. I got my keys right here. That's how my daddy used to clap on the all-male course like that. But I wanted to clap because thank God that this statement is here. Exempt from moral and mortal liability. So you're saying I'm not responsible because of truth? What I am saying is that Jesus paid this ransom. He paid the price for our sins. If any man be in Christ, be in truth. He is what? He is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things what? Have become new, are becoming new. That sounds like it will make you free. It will set you free. It's like you get a new start. In Christ, new start. In Christ, a new start. It's liberating. Truth is liberating. Amen. I may not want to hear it. Go to the doctor. Anybody ever been to the doctor and the doctor says, sir, ma'am, you need to eat less fried foods? Is that the truth? It's the truth. Because if you continue to eat a lot of fried foods, y'all must eat a lot of fried foods. Y'all looking very quiet. I say, keep going. I don't want to hear the truth. But God's truth, his word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Amen? So we're going to end right now. I have some homework for you guys, because teachers usually give homework. The bottom line, and then we will finish this next week. Let's be aware. Number one, be aware of nouns, people, places, and things trying to change the truth. Number two, we have to put flesh, vibrations, and feet to our faith. We know the truth. Let's spread the truth. Let's preserve the truth. Let's teach the truth. All right? Sir, I've never been to school. I don't understand all of the Greek and the Hebrew. I don't either. All right? But guys, let's spread the truth that we do know. Amen? How is it going to get spread? Spread it. Let's spread more. Let's put flesh and vibration and feet to our faith. We have an evidence-based faith. Christianity is evidence-based. Everybody say evidence. Dun, dun, dun. Everybody say evidence. Dun, dun, dun. We are part of an evidence-based situation. It can be proven, and it can be proven. Amen? Not just by faith, but by documents, by artifacts, by testimonies. Amen? Amen. All right, I'm going to keep going. I'm just getting excited that I am not part of something that's fake and false. It's like being in a relationship and check one, two, you found out that you've been cheated on the entire relationship. Man, that's hurtful. But I like more and more in a day like today, I'm just having this confidence in a faithful God. He ain't never going to cheat on us. That's not how he rolls. Amen. He is so truthful. He is so faithful. He doesn't change. He's so consistent. Amen. We don't understand him, but doesn't change that he is truth and that he is faithful and that he's consistent. I'm the one changing. He's saying, I'll let you get it together. And when you get it together, come back to me and I'll be right here hugging you, loving on you. Amen. He said, if you don't want to love me, it's okay, bruh. It's okay. You don't have to love me because I love you so much that I will not force you into heaven against your will. I heard somebody say there's going to be two people in heaven, in hell. I hope I'm quoting this right. Basically, somebody in hell or heaven is basically saying, Lord, your will be done. Or God saying, your will be done. Does that make sense? God is telling us, your will be done. Okay, you want to reject me? Your will be done. Or we can say, God, your will be done. And we reign with him. Amen? Somebody just clap your hands because I just feel a whole lot of Holy Ghost in my left foot. That's what the truth would do. Now, you want to cue up the shout track? Just have truth just rotating in your spirit. I remember this morning, I said, oh, Lexi, you all right? I said, yeah, baby, this is the truth. Am I kidding? I said, that's the truth. I said, man, it's just good. It's just the truth. Amen. It's just when you think about, let me put it in the right terms. When I think about Jesus and what he's done for me, when I think about Jesus, how he, what? Ye shall know the truth, and the truth will what? How he set me free. I do what? Don't need no click track. My dance may not look like yours, but that's why I'm dancing. Amen. Our whole life is a click track, is a drum beat. Let's just be quiet for 20 seconds. And to your left is the click track, your heartbeat. Amen. Thank God for your internal heartbeat right now with something. Give him praise with something for this click track. Yes. Thank you, God, for this click track. It's been beaten for over 30 years. For over 50 years, this click track, amen, and it's quantized for those musicians that know what quantized mean, amen. Thank God for this click track because a cousin of ours just had a heart attack, just had a surgery over the night, and he's talking, and he's ready to get out, amen. So, man, we got to thank God for this being quantized every single day. You may not know what it means, but lift your hands and say, God, continue to quantize my heart, your physical heart. We're talking about our physical heart. Amen. All right, number 4, 5, 6, be aware of gateway actions that cloud the truth, like little white lies. You on your way? Yes. And you still in the bathtub. I get it. I know. But these are gateway actions. And seemingly unpunished sin. Amen. Stealing a penny. Oh, that would never hurt them, but it's a period. Amen. Look out for did God really say situations. The power of suggestion. Number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This is the bottom line. Period. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God existed before we existed. God existed before we existed. Two more times. God existed before we existed. Inspect your foundation. Is it built on truth? Is it built on God's truth? Build your, not just your physical, but your metaphysical with truth. Amen? Eat right, eat kale, spinach, pound cake, turkey bacon, ice cream. You see how I put a little bit of other stuff in there. Amen? But also, eat the Word of God. Amen. Eat the Word of God. Amen. Eat the Word of God. Ebony, MTV, BET. So you see how now we got to figure out where's the truth in all of this. That metaphysical piece was between our ears. Man, it's like this tennis match that we really got to try to figure out how not to lose. Amen. We won't lose it if the tennis match is built, our game has to be built on truth, truth techniques. Like, you know, it has to be the right technique. Everybody say put in the work. Speaking of technique and building, playing this game and being a part of this thing called life, this movie that it feels like we're in sometimes. Anybody feel like we're in a movie? These last 3 minutes, I just want to give you some homework, all right? It's like, man, this is a crazy movie I'm in. Like, how does it end? All right. But I want to encourage us to, again, we're part of this movie. We're part of this game. We're part of this plot. We're part of this saga. Ephesians 3 says, you probably never heard it in this, lifted like this, but I want to lift it one more time. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us. Perhaps the exceedingly is God multiplying our efforts to know the truth. Imagine the exceedingly when studying and thinking and asking. So imagine what God has to exceed when we really, really, really pray, fast, worship, and study God's word. Study the truth. I hate school. I hate that type of carrying on. I just don't like that. It is a miracle that I'm up here teaching something. Because you got to know to teach. Amen. But notice I'm not up here teaching physics. Amen. And other stuff. I'm teaching what I what? No. Now to him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Oh, wait, there's no way that you can study without thinking. Amen. And then when you do put in the work, he will exceed your efforts. And then the lifestyle, at least metaphysically, will go to another level. Amen. So how do we do this? Some practical ways. I said 3 minutes in the last 60 seconds. What is this equipment used for? To find something, to mine for something valuable. All of this just to find gold and silver and other stuff that's valuable. Amen? The truth is valuable. Amen. We got to work for it. It is not going to come. God will bring it back to your what? But he will bring it back. Well, how did it get there in the first place? We study, and that's why I'm glad that we're doing about to implement a Bible study in the next couple of weeks to get understanding and clarity. Amen. Matthew 7:7 says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be open to you. Homework. Use two of these tools this week to get acquainted with the truth. Consider using some of these tools to get acquainted with the truth. Well, how do we find the truth? Because it seems like we got to go through subjectivity to get objectivity. In other words, it seems like we have to go through a person to get God's truth. You are absolutely right. Amen. So at the end of the day, study, but ask God for clarity. Amen. Seek and you will find. Knock and the doors will be open. And it will be open. Amen. Paper or digital Bible. The Takarta Bible Study app. Write this down. This is a great, or screenshot it. The Takarta Bible Study app, BibleStudyTools.com. Commentaries are written by men that we trust. Many of them are saying the same thing. Some are not saying the same thing. Amen. Trusted teachers. Teachers that teach you how to study. Amen. That says, Alpheus, some things in God's word are metaphors. Some things are similes. I'm like, man, I ain't never thought about that. So, no, you shouldn't take that literal. It's a metaphor. Amen. Does that make sense? All right. You can go to school. Y'all can go to school. Yeah, I may try it. Prayer. A concordance, which is basically words in scripture that is listed in alphabetical order. All right, please stand to your feet. If you're going to do some homework as it relates to this, you're saying, sir, I already got a paper Bible and I read it. Well, let's study it with some extra tools to try to understand truth. All right, I'm telling you, it's coming. It's coming. It's 2021. And not too many years, in a few years, in a few days, in a few months, I'm telling you, you're going to start to hear more and more strange philosophies. We're hearing it now. Doctrines, babbles, and we must use the law of non-contradiction. Because no two things can be the same at the same time. Cannot have light. It cannot be dark and light at the same time. That makes sense? All right. Speaking of light, if you don't have truth, which is light, which is God, which is Jesus, which is his word, if you don't have that in your heart, if you listening online and you want truth living on the inside of you, just pray this prayer in faith, but not just in faith. We are a part of a evidence-based club situation. Amen? Faith, it can be proven. Pray this prayer, Lord. Thank you for your truth. Thank you for God. Thank you for you. Thank you for drawing me. If you're listening to this, God is drawing you. It's no accident that you're listening to me. God, thank you for you. Thank you for sending your son Jesus to die for me, to wash me clean. Thank you, God, for exposing me to the truth. Right now, I accept truth in my heart. God, I believe you raised Jesus from the dead, and I am confessing this. Thank you for saving me right now. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen. Clap your hands. We can be confident in the truth. Amen. We can be confident in the truth. Amen. And one thing that surely is true, that when we die with Christ, we are going to live forever. And so I know a lot of people these days are scared to contract COVID and cancer and diabetes. But don't be scared. Look at somebody, say, don't be scared. Because we're going to live longer, not on this earth, than on this earth. So when you live with that in mind, things become a little bit different in your lifestyle. Amen. Because you're looking out for your future soul. Hope that makes sense. Amen. Thank you, God. You're looking out for your future soul. And we obviously want to share the love of Jesus with somebody else, with our classmates, with our cousins, our little cousins. And they ain't going to want to hear the truth. Amen. But it can never be said that you were in my presence and you never heard the truth. Well, it's true for you and it's not true for me. How should we respond, class? Is that true for everybody? Amen. There is no truth. How should we respond, class? Is that true? All right. Y'all kind of see the tip I'm on these days. Enjoying this journey with you guys. Thank you for allowing me to teach. I'm so honored. Lord, as we leave here, keep us safe and forever in your care. What we know is true, that you are a healer. We have some natural issues that need your supernatural attention. Miracles are true because you are true. And we need a miracle right now. Many of us need a miracle financially, physically, and we lift our hands to receive the supernatural miracle. If you be God, by the way, we believe that you are God, send us a miracle, and we promise to testify. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, God, for making an exception this time. Thank you for putting your super on our natural. Bills are paid supernaturally. Cancer is gone supernaturally. Relationships are mended supernaturally. Because you are true. Because you are true. Thank you, God, for being true. Not changing. Thank you for the unexplainable that's explained by you. God, when we witness, experience, and see your glory, we will always give you the credit, give you the praise, give you the honor. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.